assistance and information to local commissions to help them develop goals and outcomes and also to monitor those outcomes. It also gives the State Commission the option of withholding state funds from programs that are not meeting expected outcomes. We are also proposing the Dash 83 amendment, which is in your packet. And what it will do is officially shift some responsibilities for juvenile detention facilities and oversight of youth in either juvenile detention or pending adjudication for juvenile detention from the State Commission on Children and Families to the Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee or the Criminal Justice Commission or the Youth Authority. Those other programs have already been doing those things by agreement with the State Commission, and this just finally makes it official in the law.
Representative Partridge.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 659.
I'm going to let you say something. Representative Partridge moves the Dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 659. Senator Yee.
Madam Chair, I have prepared a short statement for this bill, and I don't know if the chair has time to hear it or not.
Can we make copies? Can you say your synthesized statement, and then you give us copies of your statement?
Yes, Madam.
Because I know this is very, very important to you.
Yes. Well, if you don't want me to read the statement, I hope you will enter this.
Yeah, we have copies.
Yeah,
we
will enter this into the record.
Yes, stated July.
But I also know that the good senator, who has been the very champion in this building for accountability.
Yes.
And I don't know of anyone in this 90-member chamber who has kept us all on task and made sure that that when we come back, those of us who may make it back next session, and that the tools are here to do the job of the people. And so, Senator Yee, you may talk about Senate Bill 659.
Yes. I will just summarize my statement by saying I serve on the local commission for 6 years, and every time I ask for their data regarding their performance, whether it's early childhood learning or alcohol drug use by youth or dropout rates, they give us a stack of material about 20, 30 pages long. So I say, will you summarize it into one page and give us the data so we can see the trend of improvement and compare to state average? I say, no, you better read those 30 pages. And they don't have time to summarize it. That's why ever since 97, I asked my staff to do it. I just summarize it into one page. And you can see that in your attachment one. And if you look at the data, instead of getting better, they have gotten worse. Like high school dropout rate in 1992 was 5.7%. In Lynn County, it's now 6.8% in 96 and 97. And they don't have county goals. So I've been getting after them to summarize their performance and compare themselves with goals for several years. But what really concerns me is the providers have no accountability. One provider, I happen to be their site monitor, and they say they will improve academic performance, school attendance, and reduce recidivism for youth who have offended. And when I visited them, they say, no, these are goals that we can't reach, and it was a mistake. We put them as our goals, and they just rush off the idea of showing data. So for 6 years, they had, then they said, these are not really our goal. Our goal really is to improve social attitudes. And then now they say only 4 out of 8 will possibly reach that perceived goal of improving social attitudes. Now, this is $36,000 a year. They serve 8 youth, and it only achieved 4 out of 8, 4 people, $9,000 apiece a year just to improve social attitudes. So I said to the commission, this isn't something we should approve. We should approve something that's more positive, whether improve academic performance, improve attendance, reduce recidivism in offenses, but no social attitudes. And they say they can't do anything. I say, can't you withhold funds? They say, no, we can't. So that's why I decided they need an enforcement tool. And that's why this is before you. And I'm glad the commission promised to give us data to show performance of different counties. And I think it will be a good enforcement tool and good way to make sure we know what they are performing. Because if we are successful in prevention, in the long run, we can reduce those prison space, juvenile detention space. I think it will really be good for our youth and save money for the state.
Is there any objection to passing the -3 amendment?
I would propose a I might want to propose a conceptual amendment. We could include Senator Yee in Section 2. By name.
It is approved. Senator Yee moves.
I move that we pass amended Senate Bill 659 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Yee moves that we pass Senate Bill 659 as amended to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is approved. Senator Yee will carry that, and I will do that.
Did we lose Sheila somewhere? Is she here? Madam Chair, I know I won't be coming back next session, but I want you to make sure the commission gives you annual report on their performance on those 5 key areas. Okay.
Work session on House Bill 2330 relating to grants for children's services. Ms. Baker.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. You have in front of you a packet that has the A and Gross version of House Bill 2330, a draft staff measure summary that describes the -7 amendments that follow that in your packet, and then the staff measure summary that came out of the House Committee on Health and Public Advocacy on this bill. The -7 amendments before you, what they do basically is just replace the A and Gross bill, although many of the elements are similar. The difference is that instead of 3 statutory flexible grant streams that are in the A and Gross version of the bill, this would create just 2. One, a 0 to 18 funding stream for children, youth, and families, and the other, the Great Start grant stream. And as included in the A and Gross version of the bill, that would be expanded from its current statutory range of 0 through 6 to 0 through 8. The grant streams are both tied to research-based activities and are tied to the local coordinated comprehensive plans. That's new language compared to the current statute. This bill also eliminates student retention initiative and the juvenile services grants, as did the A and Gross version of the bill. So the intention of these amendments are to line up the statutory framework for the State Commission on Children and Families grants with the general fund budget that you approved yesterday, and that will be going to the full committee later this week. So that's the effect of the -7 amendments. We would recommend that you adopt those and then refer the bill as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you're ready, move the -A7 amendments to House Bill 2330.
Representative Patridge moves the -A7 amendments to House Bill 2330. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, approved. Representative Patridge.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2330 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Patridge moves House Bill 2330 as amended to Ways and Means, full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? And full and then on the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready. We are adjourned.